they can't divide, making it side by side. Trouble may be around us, stand on our ground and we won't give in. Swimming against the tide, making it side by side.
Jack? Come and get it while it's hot.
Talk to me, Mama.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
We've been living together exactly 1 month.
A month? A whole month?
That's right.
Oh, my child, you don't look a day older.
You do.
Well, I just woke up. Let me fix my face. How do I look now?
Better drink your coffee.
I know you're gonna say. Vicky, are you doing anything tomorrow afternoon?
Why?
Oh, nothing. I just thought that if you weren't busy and the Dodgers weren't playing, we could get married.
Don't you ever give up?
Look, I know that marriage scares you because your parents broke up, but that would never, ever happen to us.
Oh, I'm not so sure. You have some very irritating habits.
Like what?
Like proposing to me every day.
Will you marry me?
No.
Well, in that case, I'll go start breakfast right away.
Jack?
Hmm?
You know what I'd like?
Yeah, but let's have breakfast first, shall we?
Are you sure I can't give you a hand?
No, no, Vicky, you just sit there and look beautiful.
Yeah, just like that.
Here you are, Adam, my very special egg delight.
Well, this looks delicious. What are these little black things?
I don't know, they just sort of crawled in there by themselves.
Yeah.
They're capers, Vicky, capers.
Oh.
I'll accept this little guy right here that's moving. Here, let me get him.
Help me! Help me!
He did.
There's a letter from the bank for you.
Oh, great. I've been expecting this. Oh, no.
Well, what's the matter?
Nothing. Nothing. Eat your eggs.
Well, Jack, if you've got a problem, don't you think I should know about it?
I told you it's nothing, so don't you worry your pretty little head about it.
If you don't tell me what the problem is, you're going to lose your pretty little head.
No, it's just that, see, the fire department says that I have to get a sprinkler system for my restaurant, and the bank won't give me a loan.
You call that nothing?
See, now you're worried. This is exactly what I didn't want to happen.
Well, why shouldn't I worry? We're partners, aren't we?
Yeah, sure, we're partners.
Well, then how come you didn't mention it?
Because I'm the silent partner.
Yeah. No,
please, I really... Nothing to worry about. I got everything under control, okay? Let's just talk about something else.
Okay. Jack, I've been thinking about my father.
No, your father just got stuck in my throat.
I'd like to invite him over tonight.
Oh, tonight?
It's his birthday. The least we can do is ask him to have dinner with us.
Can't we just send him a pizza?
Please, Jack. I just hate the thought of my father being all alone on his birthday, cooped up in some stuffy office poring over figures.
Now, you mustn't be upset. You just sit right here, and we'll get down to the bottom of things.
Oh, thank you.
Now, what seems to be the problem?
It's that promissory note.
Oh, yes, the promissory note, right? Here, promise to pay. It's due at the end of the week.
Yes, and there's just no way I'm going to be able to pay that.
Now, you mustn't be concerned. We'll just give you another 30 days.
Oh, Mr. Bradford, I don't know how to thank you.
Oh, I'm sure we'll think of something.
I'd really appreciate that. Worrying about that note has made me so nervous and tense.
You know what's good for that? A drive in the country. Smell the flowers, the fresh air.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yes, there's a little inn about 40 miles from here serves the most delightful candlelight dinner.
Really?
Yes, I'm going there this evening. Perhaps you'd like to join me.
Oh, I don't think I'm in the mood, not with that note still hanging over my head.
You mean this?
Oh, Mr. Bradford.
Are you in the mood now?
I certainly am. May I use your phone?
Surely.
I just want to see if my husband's free to join us.
I just remembered. Ah, yes. Tonight's my night to distribute toys at the orphanage.
Oh.
One of my many charities.
Well, maybe some other time.
Yes. Give my regards to your husband.
Oh, I will. As soon as I can find one.
What?
Dad, are you all right? Well, you sounded so... Oh. Well, Jack wanted me to call and invite you over for dinner tonight. No, he hasn't been drinking.
I'm starting right now.
No, not in the restaurant. In our apartment. It's Jack's night off. Oh, please, Daddy, we'd love to have you. Oh, wonderful. We'll see you tonight. Bye.
Wonderful.
Now, Jack, come on. Promise you'll be nice to my father.
Vicky, I am in the restaurant business. It's my job to be nice to nasty people. See, my child. Don't whip me. We have guests.
COD for V. Bradford.
COD, V.
Oh, great. It's the lamp I ordered.
That's 40 bucks even.
40, I'll get it.
No, never mind, Jack. I've got it right here.
I got the money right here.
Thank you.
No. Keep your money, Vicky. I will pay for it.
Don't be silly. Here.
No. I said I'll pay for it.
Why don't you let your wife pay for it? Then you can pay her back later.
Oh, I'm not his wife.
Oh.
Take your money, okay?
Here's your lamp. Have a nice day. How could you help it?
Have a nice trip back to Creepsville. The man's a gremlin.
Jack?
Yeah?
How come he didn't let me pay for the lamp?
What difference does it make?
A lot of difference. How come he didn't let me pay for it?
Because
what?
Because it's something for the house, and you're not supposed to pay for it.
I'm gonna make believe I didn't hear that. But I did hear that. I'm not supposed to?
Wait a minute. Look, what I'm saying, it's not your place. It's the husband... It's the man's job to support the wife. The friend. The you.
And suppose the you has a job. What's the you supposed to do with the money she earns?
Well, now, come on. That's your little money. You take that and spend it on yourself, on whatever you need.
Like what?
Well, I don't know. Like women's things.
Oh, you mean like mascara, lipstick, eyebrow pencils?
Yeah, things like that.
Oh, I see. Things to make her pretty little head prettier.
Yeah. Well, if you want. Would you help me unpack this lamp?
I thought you said we were partners.
We are. I let you pick out this lamp, didn't I?
Oh. Boy, Jack, I'm beginning to think we made a big mistake.
No, we didn't. We need this lamp.
What?
For that corner over there. There's no lamp there.
Oh. It's easy. There is now.
That should make him happy. Can I borrow your towel, lady?
Well, I finished your dad's cake. It's really something.
Vicky,
somehow I get the feeling that you're ignoring me. Of course, it could just be my imagination. Vicky, listen. If something is bothering you, you know, let's hear it. Well, that makes sense. Oh, Vicky. Vicky, can I talk? Hey, how long is this silent treatment gonna last, huh? Well, I hope you start talking when your dad gets here, because I'm not singing Happy Birthday by myself. I'm fine. I'm not hurt. Thank you for your consideration. Okay, Vicky, we've had a little difference of opinion, but I think I deserve to be treated with a little dignity and respect. Vicky, please, let's not... Okay. Fine. I didn't... Oh, good, your dad... just a second. Well, we'll be right... Vicky, your father? Fine. Yeah, I'm coming. We'll be right there. Just a second here. Mr. Bradford, hang on. Yeah, right. Okay, right with you, no problem. Okay, hang on. I hear you. Just one second. Sorry, I just had to put on my pants. Sorry. Please, come in. Time sort of ran away from me. I've really been at it in there. In the kitchen. Getting things ready for the birthday boy.
Ah, Mr. Bradford.
We're gonna have a fiesta tonight. Come on in, please.
Thank you.
Well, Vicky always said you were punctual, but you showed up right on the dot. I really think that that's... Won't you sit down?
Thank you.
So how are things, Mr. Bradford?
I think under the circumstances, you might as well call me James.
James, right, James. So how are things, Jimmy?
On second thought, call me Mr. Bradford.
Right.
So the bank turned you down for a loan.
How'd you find out about that?
Well, I was by there today. They mentioned it.
Oh. Yeah, well, I need money for a sprinkler system, and since they turned me down, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, if you needed money, why didn't you come to me?
Come to you?
Yes, I do have a vested interest in your restaurant.
Well, yeah, you are my landlord.
And I get 10% of your profits, remember?
That's right. You mean you'll lend me the money?
No.
No, but you'll co-sign a loan for me?
No.
No, but
there may be a way out for you.
What?
Hi, Dad.
We'll talk later. Victoria, how are you?
I'm fine.
My, you look wonderful, considering.
So, what do you think of our place?
I like the way you fixed it up.
You should see what we're doing in the bedroom. I mean, on the walls. The paintings and decorating. Lots of decorating, little bric-a-brac and objects of art and...
I get the idea. Is it all paid for?
Well, why don't you ask Jack? He insists on handling all our finances. Don't you, Jack?
Finally found your tongue, huh?
Watch this. Watch this. Trouble in paradise.
Trouble? What, with us?
No. Oh, what trouble? No. It's just a little game we play. Right, honey?
Right. We love to play games, don't we, Pumpkin?
Why don't you get dinner on the table, sweetums?
Sweetums?
I will in just a moment, Kumquat, but I think I should ask your daddy if he'd like a before dinner drink. Hang on a second, sir. Would you like a before dinner drink? Perhaps some bourbon, scotch, wine?
I can't have any alcohol, just a glass of warm milk.
Warm milk, really?
My ulcer's been killing me.
No alcohol? Boy, that would drive me to drink. Alcohol. This pepper steak isn't bad if I do say so myself. And I guess I just did say so myself. Can I get you some more warm milk, sir?
No, thank you. Mustn't make a pig of myself.
Tell me, what causes ulcers anyway?
Stress. Stress could eat a hole in your stomach.
A hole in your stomach?
You'll know the feeling if they close down your restaurant.
Close down his restaurant?
No, for not having a sprinkler system.
Well, Jack, you didn't tell me they could do that.
Well, I actually...
I know. You didn't want me to worry my pretty little head.
That's quite right. I never burdened your mother with any of my problems. Not that she'd ever listen anyway.
See?
See what?
Or she never discussed any of her problems with me either. She was carrying you for 6 months before she told me she was pregnant.
Jack, now.
Huh?
Now.
Oh, yes. Mr. Bradford, Vicky and I have a little surprise for you.
A little Oh, no.
Well, it was Vicky's idea, but I did all the work. Well, I'm not complaining. I enjoyed doing it.
What?
I'll go get it.
Get it?
It's a birthday cake.
Oh.
Daddy, are you all right?
Why is that young man trying to kill me on my birthday?
Hey, to you, everybody. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear sir. Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
At last, something I can eat.
Oh, Daddy, blow out the candle.
Oh, yes.
Did you make a wish?
Yes, I did. But he's still here.
Come on, Daddy, cut the cake.
Yes, I am. I'm famished.
Well, sir, I made it especially for you. Oh. My own recipe. I hope you like it.
Yeah. It's delicious. What kind of cake is this?
Rum cake.
Rum? He's trying to kill me.
I'll go heat up some more milk.
Sir, Mr. Bradford, I'm sorry. I forgot all about you.
Never mind that. We have more important things to discuss.
We do?
Down. Now, what would you say if I were to give you the money for your sprinkler system?
You would give me the money?
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not about to give out money to a perfect stranger. But if you were my son-in-law...
You'd like me to be your son-in-law?
I hate the very thought of it. But it's the lesser of two evils.
Vicky doesn't want to get married. I've tried.
Not hard enough.
No, Mr.
Now,
Bradford,
the bank
you don't...
says that you need $8,000. Here it is.
$8,000?
It's not a loan. It's a gift. All you have to do is get Victoria to marry you, and they won't close down your restaurant.
Mr. Bradford, my restaurant means a lot to me. And so does Vicky. I want to marry her more than anything in the world.
Good.
But not this way.
What?
Sorry.
Oh, Jack, I love you.
Well, I love you.
Oh, no, your stomach is leaking.
I'm so sorry.
Don't touch me.
Sir, I'm sorry. Let me dab you with a little thing.
Don't touch me.
Up here.
I want to thank you both for a lovely evening. But incidentally, if you have any ideas about Father's Day, I'll be out of town. Thank you.
This whole...
Oh, no, Jack, you were wonderful. The way you tore up that check.
Huh? Oh, yeah, well, sometimes I don't know my own strength. Who am I gonna go to now?
Well, what about me?
Well, that would make me feel better for a few minutes, but Vicky, I...
Jack, I'm talking about the money. I have some of my own.
Real sweet of you, Vicky, but I need $8,000.
I have
$11,000?
That's right. And you can have any part of it.
Gee, I don't think I
unless you think it's not a woman's place to share.
No, I'd never think a dumb thing like that, partner. Wait a minute, Vicky. I'll be taking practically all of your money. Suppose you need it for something.
Oh. Now, don't you worry your pretty little head about it.
Where have I heard that before? Videotaped in front of a studio audience.